Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
We're making a radio program, and you're all going to be on the radio, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone okay? Have you got the giggles already?
No.
No. Hello and welcome to everyone here and to all our listeners at home. Today we are recording from Bundoran Community Library, County Donegal. This is the fifth episode of Night Night Northwest. Over the course of this radio series, we will bring you 14 unique programmes, all based on Irish children's literature. You will hear stories about a snobby cat, a dreaming tree, a little bear who just can't sleep, and Daddy Nut Brown Hair who says, "Guess how much I love you." We are delighted to be joined today by first classes from the Four Masters National School, Kinloch. Our guest reader is Terence McEnany. Terence is a member of Ballyshannon Drama Society. This evening, Terence will be reading from a wonderful book entitled A Sailor Went to CCC, written by Sarah Webb and illustrated by Steve McCarthy. Can we say hello to Terence?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
My name is Terence, and today I'm reading from this book. It's called A Sailor Went to CCC.
Yes, Emily, have you a question?
When was this book made?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
It was first published in 2017. When was that?
Last year.
And it's a book of Irish traditional rhymes. And do you know where you can get this book? Where do you think you can get this book, Aoife?
In the library.
In the library, yeah.
Do you have a lot of them books?
Do I have a lot? I have lots of these books at home, yeah. But I read them to my children at home. But I don't have as many books as there are in the library. Library has hundreds and hundreds of lovely books.
Do you like the book?
I love this book, yeah. There's loads of lovely rhymes in it. Yes, Ellie Kate.
I have a nursery rhyme book at home and there's 79 pages in it.
79 pages.
Have you a question, Lillian?
The name of that book is actually a poem.
It is? Do you think we might be reading it today? Do you know the poem? What is it?
I forget it.
A sailor went to CCC to see...
Very good. The first rhyme is called Wiggly Woo. Has everybody got the giggles? Wiggly Woo. There's a worm at the bottom of my garden, and his name is Wiggly Woo. There's a worm at the bottom of my garden, and all that he can do is wiggle all day and wiggle all night. The neighbours all say, what a terrible sight. There's a worm at the bottom of my garden, and his name is Wiggly. Wig Wiggly, Wig Wiggly Woo. Very good. Thank you for all joining in. This poem is called Have You Ever Seen? Have you ever, ever, ever in your long-legged life seen a long-legged sailor with a long-legged wife? No, I never, never, never in my long-legged life seen a long-legged sailor with a long-legged wife. Okay, we'll try that again, and if you want to join in, you can. Have you ever, ever, ever in your long-legged life seen a long-legged sailor with a long-legged wife? No, I never, never, never in my long-legged life
seen a long-legged sailor with a long-legged wife.
Very good. The next poem is called The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some money and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are. You know that one too?
Yeah.
Lovely one. Your question, Elliot.
What was the boat made of that they went into?
I don't know.
Well, it looks in the picture like it's made from a leaf. But we know what colour it is, don't we?
Yeah.
So we can guess that it's made out of a leaf. Yes, Braithan.
I have that poem at home.
Have you that poem at home in a book?
Yeah.
Do you read it?
No.
This next poem is by a writer from Dublin, a very famous writer called James Joyce. Lean out of the window. Lean out of the window, golden hair. I heard you singing a merry air. Singing and singing a merry air. Lean out of the window, golden hair. This next rhyme is in Irish. It's called O Ro Sé de Vaha Walia. 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 Enish Chocht on Saori. This next rhyme is by a poet from Sligo called William Butler Yeats. He's very famous. And in this poem, he wants to go and live on an island all by himself. It's called The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows I will have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. Now, imagine living on an island all by yourself, with no television or no computer. Would anybody like to do that?
No.
Yes, Susanna, have you a question?
When was that book made?
That poem?
Yeah.
I think that poem was made about 100 years ago. Yeah.
What did he eat?
Well, he wanted to grow vegetables because he'd 9 bean rows, so he grew his own beans and he had bees, so he could eat honey.
What's your favourite rhyme?
My favourite rhyme is this one, The Lake Isle of Innisfree, Aoife, by William Butler Yeats. Okay, I'm going to read this poem again, okay? Because it's one of my favourites. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. This is a good one today. It's raining, it's pouring. It's raining, it's pouring. The old man is snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning. You all know that one, do you?
Yes.
And it's raining today, isn't it? It's a rainy day. This is a very funny one. It's called On Top of Spaghetti. On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor, and then my poor meatball rolled out of the door. It rolled out to the garden and under a bush, and then my poor meatball was nothing but mush. So if you eat spaghetti, all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball whenever you sneeze. Do you have a question, Lucy?
How did the meatball roll off the bowl when somebody sneezed?
Because he sneezed such a big sneeze that it blew the meatball away.
How did the meatball get out of the door?
I think they left the door open. So maybe it's a good idea if you're eating spaghetti to close the door. Aoife, did you remember
how many meatballs did he have?
In the picture, it looks like he had a lot of meatballs.
But I think only one blew away in the sneeze.
That one.
The top one, I think.
This is called Jelly on a Plate. So I'll read it first myself, and then the second time everybody can join in, okay? Jelly on a plate. Jelly on a plate. Jelly on a plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on a plate. Okay? So is, we all say it together this time? Jelly on a plate. Jelly on a plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble, jelly on a plate. Very good. Can everybody see the jelly there?
Yes.
Doesn't it look lovely?
Yes.
Emily, have you a question?
What colour was the jelly?
The jelly? In the picture, we can see red jelly, blue jelly, and yellow jelly.
Yellow. And purple.
So he had lots of jelly.
And blue.
The next rhyme is called I'll Tell Me Ma. I'll tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb. Well, that's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is a courtin' 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? Yes, Emily, have you a question?
What was the girl's name?
I don't know. They don't tell us what the girl's name is.
That's a song.
It's a song, Aoife, you're right, yeah? Now, this next rhyme is called Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, turn around. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, touch the ground. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, jump up high. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, touch the sky. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, bend down low. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, touch your toes. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, turn out the light. Teddy Bear, Teddy Bear, say good night. The Rattlin' Bog. Ho rode the Rattlin' Bog, the bog down in the valley-o. Ho rode the Rattlin' Bog, the bog down in the valley-o. Now in that bog there was a tree, a rare tree and a rattlin' tree, and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley-o. Now on that tree there was a branch, a rare branch and a rattlin' branch, and the branch and the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley-o. Now on that branch there was a limb, a rare limb and a rattlin' limb, and the limb on the branch and the branch on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley-o. Now on that limb there was a nest, a rare nest and a rattlin' nest, and the nest on the limb and the limb on the branch and the branch on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley-o. Now in that nest there was a bird, a rare bird and a rattlin' bird, and the bird in the nest and the nest on the limb and the limb on the branch and the branch on the tree and the tree in the bog and the bog down in the valley-o.
What is a valley-o?
A valley is the gap between two mountains or hills. But he just adds the O to the end of these words, valley-o, to make it sound nice. This is called jumping on the bed. Does everybody know that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Jumping on the bed. Five little monkeys jumping on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mama called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Good job, guys. This next rhyme is called Eating Worms. Eating Worms. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I think I'll go and eat worms. Long, thin, slimy ones. Short, fat, juicy ones. And ones that squiggle and squirm. I bite off their heads and suck out the juice and throw the skins away. Nobody knows how fat I grow on worms 3 times a day. Ooh. Yeah. I hope he didn't eat Wiggly Woo the worm.
He did.
Does anybody ever eat worms?
No. No.
James did.
No, he didn't. Tarantula.
A tarantula eats worms.
Well, I ate a tarantula.
No, you didn't.
Ellie Kate, have you a question?
Yeah. Why would he eat worms if they're disgusting?
Maybe he liked them. Some animals eat worms. Birds eat worms, don't they?
But not humans.
No, not humans. Have you a question, Laurie?
Why did no one like them?
Maybe because he ate worms. I don't know.
Did you see the picture? Let me show you the picture.
Yeah.
It's wiping his mouth.
What's his name?
I think his name is Donald. He looks like Donald, doesn't he?
No, he looks like Donald Trump.
I think so, yeah.
But Donald Trump doesn't eat worms.
Maybe he does.
Are you enjoying yourselves?
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah.
This rhyme is called The Big Ship Sails on the Alley Alley O. The big ship sails on the Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. The Alley Alley O. Oh, the big ship sails on the Alley Alley O on the last day of September. The captain said it will never, never do. Never, never do. Never, never do. The captain said it will never, never do on the last day of September. The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea. The bottom of the sea. The bottom of the sea. The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea on the last day of September. There we see a man in a boat, don't we?
No.
Petting a turtle.
A turkey.
Where?
See? A big fat one.
And there we see the ship at the bottom of the sea. A sailor went to sea. A sailor went to sea, 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 to see what he could see, see, see. But all that he could see, 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 was the bottom of the deep blue sea, sea, sea.
Very good.
This next poem was written by a poet from Ballyshannon called William Allingham. Very famous poet. He lived a long time ago. This poem is called Four Ducks on a Pond. Four ducks on a pond, a grass bank beyond, a blue sky of spring, white clouds on the wing. What a little thing to remember for years, to remember with tears. Yes, Emily, have you a question?
When was this poem made?
I think this poem was made about 100 years ago. So he was living far away from home and he was thinking about Ballyshannon. And a simple thing he saw was four ducks on a pond, and he remembered it.
Can you think of names for the ducks, Elliot?
Rhyme
is called Four Ducks on a Pond. Who can think of good names for ducks? Lillian.
Creaky.
Creaky?
Creaky.
Creaky.
Creaky duck.
Creaky duck, that's really good. Aoife, have you a duck's name?
Quack.
Quack the duck. Very good. Dylan.
Preston.
Preston. Preston the duck. That's a fantastic name. Oscar.
Nathan.
Nathan. Elliot.
David.
David the duck. Have you a name for a duck, Ava?
Yes. Dilly Dally.
Dilly Dally duck. Dilly Dally duck. And this girl over here, Rebecca.
Duck.
Goofy. Fionn.
Ducky.
Ducky the duck.
I have one for a duck name.
Okay, go.
The nosy ducks.
The nosy ducks. Very good. Ellie Kate.
I know what you could call a duck. Quilly Qually Poo.
Quilly Qually Poo. That's really good. Have you a name for a duck, Carol?
CCC.
CCC the duck. They're very good at making up names in this school. Do we all like rhymes? Do we all know what a rhyme is now?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's a rhyme? Who can answer that question? Aoife.
I know what a rhyme is.
What?
It's a thing where there's made up words and words that sound the same but aren't the same.
Peter.
So a nursery rhyme is kind of like a song, but a bit shorter.
That's a very good explanation, Peter. So do you all come to the library?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Bundoran?
Yes. Yes.
And who has a favourite author? Do you know what an author is?
Yes.
Caitlin, who's your favourite author?
Julia Donaldson.
Julia Donaldson. Yeah, and what have you read by Julia Donaldson?
And the Gruffalo.
Oh, that's a great story. Liam, have you something to say?
My favourite author is Roald Dahl.
Can you name any of his books?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
And The Glass Door.
Yeah. OK, Could you name another
one? The giant pig.
The giant. Oh, you know Roald Dahl really well. He's excellent, isn't he? Yeah? Can you think of any other ones? Do you remember the one with the girl who begins with M?
Matilda.
Matilda. Brona.
Antoinette Smith.
Antoinette Smith. They're very well-read children here. Ellie Kate.
Jenny Giles.
Jenny Giles. And Brendan?
David Williams.
David Williams. He's really funny, isn't he? Do you like him?
Yeah.
Which books have you read?
I've read The Midnight Gang, and I have read, I think that's the only one, but I read a few big books, like Matilda.
Yeah? And you'd recommend David Williams?
And Mr. Wolf, I think.
Yes. Yeah, very good. Brendan?
Is all these, like, nursery rhymes fiction or facts?
That's a very good question. Do you want to take that one, Terence?
I think they're both, some of them are fiction. Like the guy who eats worms. I don't think that's a real true story. But then some of them, like The Four Ducks on a Pond by William Allingham, I think it's based on a real memory that he had. So it's kind of fact.
Very clever question.
Great question.
We've one last little rhyme to read.
This is the very last rhyme of the day. It's called An Irish Farewell. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rains fall soft upon your fields until we meet again. So that was the very last rhyme of today. And thank you all for your help. You were so good. I enjoyed it very much. You have great answers and you're great listeners. So thanks very much.
Simple words on a page with pictures beside. This is all I have, this humble book. But oh, what words, what pictures, what a book. I am PJ Lynch, Laureate Nanogue of Ireland, and you're listening to Night Night Northwest.
That's it from this episode of the series. I'd like to thank the children from the Four Masters National School, Kinloch. Please join us next week when we will be broadcasting from the Cross Border Mobile Library in Newtown, Cunningham, and we will be joined by the pupils from Ray National School. So until next week, important round of applause for you guys. You're excellent.
A Sailor Went to CCC. Favourite rhymes from an Irish childhood. Read by Terence McAneeney. Written by Sarah Webb. Illustrated by Steve McCarty. First published in 2017 by the O'Brien Press.
Night Night Northwest Series 2 was written, produced, directed and presented by Alison Toomey, with sound recordist Mary Harkin and editor Orla Malone. A Real Films production, funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee, along with the Donegal County Council Library Service and Creative Ireland.